talking this morning about that dude. You know him. You know him. I'm sure you're personal friends with at least one of them, and you've taken note of countless numbers of the guy who needs to be shirtless all the time. And for a reason. Because he's ripped out of his mind. And like I said, if I was him, I'd probably do the same thing. Like, hello, I worked all this time on having a perfect body. I'm pretty sure you're going to be looking at it. Okay? So that's what we've been talking about this morning, is whether or not that offers any appeal to a woman. Or does it almost scare you away because you're like, that guy's trying too hard,
etc. Maybe he just doesn't have any clothes.
Right. Yeah, he's either homeless or he's trying too hard. I don't know. So we've been talking about that this morning. We've had a lot of mixed reactions. We've heard from two shirtless dudes. We're not sure if they were shirtless on the phone. We shouldn't have asked them. That cost us a stash.
Yep.
Who said, hey, trust me, it works. And we've heard from women who say, well, seems to us he's probably compensating for something else. So which is it as we close out this discussion? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What do you think about the dude who always needs to be shirtless? You have any thoughts?
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's how I met my boyfriend now.
Because he was shirtless?
Yeah. He saw me going to the mailbox and he came out with his shirt off. And he was very, very cute. And he's not compensating for anything.
Oh, is that right? Look at that. did you ever ask him, hey, did you take your shirt off on purpose before you came out? Have you ever asked him that?
Yes, he did.
He did take his shirt off to come out and talk to you.
Yeah, he came outside purposely without his shirt on.
And it worked.
And it worked.
You sucker, man.
Well, it worked out, though.
So. Well, good. Congratulations. We're glad that someone's had a very good, pleasant ending to I Met My... It's your boyfriend now or your husband? What'd you say?
He's my boyfriend.
Your current boyfriend? I met him while he was topless, and it's been great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
She seemed quite amused. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Yeah, I'm a sucker for the shirtless dude. Well, there you go. We have a testimonial from, you know.
It works.
She's a client. She's a client of that thing. So, you know, what are you going to do? The shirtless guy, the guy who feels the need to be shirtless all the time, does that do anything for you? Or if you're that dude, is it working? Is it working for you? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. You have thoughts on the guy who needs to be shirtless all the time?
Yes, you know, I've been hearing a conversation this morning on some kind of a thing with a shirtless gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I was wondering, could you write my information down and pass it along? I just want to go ahead and let the morning radio gentlemen know.
Actually, we are the morning radio guys.
What?
You're on the air with us right now.
Oh! Huh, okay. Well, what I was trying to say is I don't like how the teens are always showing too much skin.
Too much skin?
You think society in general just... shows too much skin?
Yes, and I don't know. I just don't. If you're of consenting age, am I right? How can you make a consenting age? Yes, if you're consenting age of 26 and older, then maybe you can. But no. If you're younger, no.
That seems a little bit old, but.
But I do. If you are, I do have some tips for people who would like to show off the pectorals and abdominal muscles.
All right.
Okay.
You need to make sure that if you're going to be shirtless, you've got to be hairless, too.
Is that right? The hair isn't attractive?
No. And not just on back, but on front, too. Nobody wants to see... Isn't that right, Harold? Nobody wants to see that?
Nobody.
Yes, Ian, Harold, and with Harold, don't we here got hurting by the gentleman? Don't we do this?
My chest is very shiny and slippery.
Okay.
And so what I was saying is, actually right now, you reminded me that Harold that reminded us that we needed to run removal. So hold on a second. The wax is drying. If I could just hold on. Hold on. Can you hold on one second? Okay? Can you hold on?
Okay.
Yeah. I can hold on. Okay, here I go. Hal, you ready? And I was trying to call your morning radio show, and I just could not get through all morning long.
Apparently, you know, people are calling in a lot on this issue. You know, the shirtless dude is a popular issue.
And I'm trying, and it keeps on. It does the tone, which means nobody can answer because there's an occupied line or something like that. And I tell hell that the girl just cannot get through. And then finally, I keep on dialing, and it starts ringing. And I tell Harold, well, I'll be a goiter on Jerry Mathers, a.k.a. Leave It to Beaver's Adam's apple. I've already got it.
Well, good.